You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Kufiyates on the second column. V'chein mi sheyesh lo ben, not a ben shivcha, but a ben mi chetzi shivcha v'chetzi ben chayrin. The hadin hu chetzi eved v'chetzi ben chayrin. A man has a child with a chetzi shivcha, chetzi bas chayrin. The child inherits that yichus, the yichus of the mother, and the child also becomes a chetzio eved, chetzio ben chayrin. This is a regular Jewish man who had a relationship with a chetzio shivcha, chetzio bas chayrin. And they have a child, and the child actually turns out to also be a chetzio eved, chetzio ben chayrin. What happens if the regular Yisrael dies? Does this chetzio eved, chetzio ben chayrin get Yerusha? Umitzad chelek haben chorin hu beno. Umitzad ha shivchus eino beno. Right? Kasher hevesi kamapamim bechibur zeh. This is the Minchas Chinuch's idea. I'm not sure if it's clear anywhere in the Gemara. The Gemara says that maybe a Yisrael that has a relationship with a chatzi shivcha, chatzi bas chorin, that's the case in the Torah of shivcha charufa. There's a machlekes in Gittin Mem Gimel Mem Aleph when the Torah mentions Shivcha Harufa, what is the case? So the Gemara has machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. And one of the opinions is that a Shivcha Harufa is a Yisrael that has a relationship with a Chatzia Shivcha, Chatzia Bas Chayrin. So that child, what is the status of that child? So the Minchas Chinuch comes to the conclusion, I'm not so sure if it's clear from that Gemara what the status of the child is, but according to the Minchas Chinuch, his opinion is the status of that child, that the child becomes a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayrin. So the question is, if that's the case, does that child have any ability to be yarish? V'nira gamkein b'makom habanos yarish hakol u'b'makom banim notel keben v'lo pachos. The Mali Kula Mali Palga. This was the idea that the Minchas Chinuch had earlier, which is interesting. That even though this guy is only a Chatzi Ben, because only the Ben Chorin half of him is what is considered to have a Din Yisrael and a Din Ben, a Din Yichus, that half of him that's a Ben Chorin, that relates to his father, the Yisrael Gomer, is considered to be no worse than a Chatzi Ben. And a Chatzi Ben should be Yairish as much as any Ben. He, first of all, he'll beat out any daughters. And the daughters, this is interesting, this man could have, through another wife, legitimate Benos Yisrael. And if he has, through the Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Bas Chayrin, a son, that son is a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin, knocks out all the Benos Yisrael, who are 100% Jewish. So this guy is half Jewish. He would be Yerush and knock out all the Jewish girls. Furthermore, if there were other legitimate, fully Meyuchas Jewish sons, according to the Minchas Chinuch, this Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin would knock out, would be Yerush together equally with all the Banim.
So it's a bit similar.
Because he says, the Mali Kula Mali Palga.
So last week, we brought down, there's a rival shita by Androgynous, that an Androgynous is not a Suffolk, but it's actually a...
That's the rival shita. That's the rival shita is that an Androgynous is a Chatzi Zohar, Chatzi Nekeva, but Torah's Vadai.
So the
well, I'm saying, therefore, the rival says one Androgynous cannot be Mitzi another B'Shoifer. Because maybe his Sad Nekevas is being mighty the Sad Zachris of the Zohar, right?
He can't be mighty himself either.
Right, so that's the famous Tysus Megillah Dalal Amin Aleph. How come an androgynous can't be mighty another androgynous? Worse comes to worse, it's a Nekeva being mighty what? A Nekeva. No, it's worse than comes to worse, Tysus says. It's a Nekeva being mighty a Zohar. And why shouldn't a Nekeva be able to be mighty a Zohar? Tysus asks, right? Because Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Noshim Chayavos b'Mikra Megillah, Mishum Da'af Hayu Ba'isa Hanes. So that's the famous Bahag there, he brings on Dalam and Alf Taisvas, in Yana Diyoma. that even though women are mechuyavas in Megillah, they're only mechuyavas in Shmias Megillah, but not in Kriyas Megillah. Therefore, one androgynous cannot be much another androgynous, according to the Tosefta, because maybe the tzad nekevas of the androgynous is might see the tzad zachrus of the other androgynous.
Afhein hoye boys and this all is mechalish mugia. Why that?
That's the Bahag, famous Bahag.
What's the svara? What's the svara? I mean, a dalat kaisa, she's only mechuyev in grape juice and not in wine. How do you split? How do you split a chiyev? Afhein hoye boys and this, they're chav like anybody else. That's what afhein hoye boys and this.
So the Tori Evan discusses this. Tori Evan says that Afhein Hayba Oso Anes is not the same Mechayev as a man in Mikra Megillah. The Chiyuv of a man in Mikra Megillah is not a regular Durabanan. It's Divrei Sofer. Right. It's embedded in the Megillah. So embedded in the Megillah is a Chiyuv Midivrei Sofer. The Chiyuv that Rabbanan came later and were Mechayev the women was only a Chiyuv on another level. It was not the same level of Chiyuv. And it could not be on the same level as Divrei Sofer.
So I'm asking that by Dalet Kaisis, which we also...
No, but Dalet Kaisis starts off as a Chiyuv Derabanan. Meaning it's not on a higher level to begin with,
so
Divrei Sofer.
So here we see in this Afhein Hoye Bais Hanes that it came after it. Afhein Hoye Bais Hanes is the same Chiyuv as Dalet Kaisis. Any Derabanan, that's Derabanan. Afhein Hoye Bais Hanes is a Derabanan. Fine.
Correct.
But where do we see it to be Mechalik? In the Derabanan that there's different... levels in the Afhein Hoye Bais Hanes. This Afhein Hoye Bais Hanes means 100%.
So once again, the other case we have Afhein Hoye Bais Hanes near Chanukah,
yeah,
and Arba Kaisis. There, the whole Takana starts with the rabbis. Meaning there's nothing stronger than a Din Derabanan.
So where do we see it started later? It's arbitrary?
Because the idea of Afhein Hoye Bais Hanes is a innovation of Rabbanan, Tori Evan says. And Mikra Megillah is stronger, it's on a higher level. It's Midivrei Sofer. It's actually written in the Megillah.
But where do you get a different Maisa though? What's Kriya and what's Shmiya? What do you get to Mechayek the Maisa? If you Mechayek them and everybody, it's about, like you claimed the Maisa, it should be
the explanation, I think, going to Rabbi Evan is that when the Rabbanan came along and said, you know, women also experienced this Nais, and they also have to participate in the mitzvah, let's be Mechayek them. The thought was to make a distinction between the chiyuvim, based on the fact that in the Megillah, that's a higher level of chiyuv. It's mamash written in Torah Shebichsav, which is called Divrei Sofer. It's not a Din Doraisa, because it's not in the Chumash, correct? Yeah. So it's like the Rambam says...
They call it Divrei Nevi'im.
Divrei Sofer, Divrei Nevi'im, Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah is the right term, I'm sorry. Okay. Divrei Kabbalah. So the Turi Evan wants to understand the Bahag, that when the Rabbanan came later, they wanted to create a distinction that the chiyuv of the woman is not on the same level as the chiyuv of the man, because the chiyuv of the woman is a pure derabbanan. The rabbis felt they should participate also. Masha'ein Kain, the chiyuv of the man, is a higher level of chiyuv based on the fact that it's actually in Torah Shebichsav. It's written actually in the Megillah.
Can I say something?
Sure, of course.
Shabbos Zoch is coming up, right?
Right.
So there's a whole shmooze. What's the bracha? If there's a bracha on the mitzvah, it's not a bracha on the mitzvah. Okay? My shvim, Pirkei Torah, on the second chelik on Purim, says all these mitzvahs, that there's a mitzvah to be koira parsha, and this is a exhibit A, parsha Zoch, the bracha is, the mitzvah is that you have to read this part of the Torah.
Right.
Mele the Birchas HaTorah is the bracha of the mitzvah. Uh-huh. That's the whole mitzvah is. Uh-huh. Read this. According to that, we can understand this also, the chilik. In other words...
Women not mechayavus in Talmud Torah.
The chiyav of Mikra Megillah was the chachomu mechayav. This became a chilik of the...
Right.
The Kisvei HaKadosh. And we're mechayav to learn this chilik of Kisvei HaKadosh. The women are not mechayav in learning or reading that. So therefore, it's another level, because they're missing that mitzvah of Talmud Torah.
Interesting.
How can you say,
but the Lord
says the Mikra Megillah, Talmud Torah.
That's something else. Not your,
you see the word saying?
No, slow. The cop says Rebbe was mavatl, right? He was learning. What was he doing?
That's not okay. It's the same cop. It's the same concept. The Taz, right now, they said this. Why? You can put in kinnis and shalit. You can put in a lot of things. What's the addendum to this? Or this is the mitzvah b'shalta. I'll
let
you
say
all the time.
But
that's what it is.
By the way, the Gemara Megillah says something interesting. That on Shabbos, where you're not allowed to read the Megillah, you have to at least give a drasha on the Megillah. You have to learn about Inyanei Megillah.
I learned
the
year before. Yeah, right.
So you're saying when we read the Megillah, it's an Indian of.
Of learning the Megillah, that's what it is.
That's the mitzvah of Megillah.
According to this, if you're Mechale, the man.
And you realize something else, the Gemara has another Havamina, where it says, Hakar Megillah Belaila Tzorech Lishnoisa Beyon. The Gemara has a Havamina. You know what that means? Read Megillah at night and learn Mishnais Megillah in the morning. So it's interesting, it appears that there is something to this idea.
With Parsha Zohar, it fits in exactly. That's the myth. Mm-hmm. And those that say that the Yoytza with the Brocha, what's the Brocha making? I said Brocha one, because that's all, there's nothing else. It's mm-hmm. not Al Zachir Samoli.
The Shver is allowed to, but it's the risk of Rav went the opposite, totally opposite way. He'll make a Megillah as a din of reading the Igeris. It's not even a, it's not even, when we read the Megillah, it's not even reading as a Chafdal Kisvei and Kodesh.
No, the Igeris. The Igeris is also
That's what it is.
Yeah. I'd like to come back to the Minchas Chinuch.
Sure.
Make a bracha, I'll make a Megillah. Why don't we make a bracha?
Let's say I make a Megillah, and by women, this is the halacha lemaaseh.
The Shmoy Megillah.
And there's two different scholars: the Shmoy Mikra Megillah or the Shmoy Megillah.
That's based on the Baha'i.
They don't make a Mikra Megillah.
Pasha Zachar is women chayav in Shmia or in Kriya?
Women are not a part.
What was your question?
If according to this logic, so if the chayim pashas zachor, we don't be in shmir like.
So when the rav was active, the rav in the shul, you weren't machbid that we should have extra reading for the women pashas zachor.
I was machbid they shouldn't have.
Really?
Yeah. And I had kabbalah this big. Not that there isn't somebody that says faket. First of all, everybody agrees. If you are going to have a kriya, you need to have 10 men over there.
Correct.
You take out a sefer Torah.
Right.
This thing to go to Sfas to take out the choice of sefer Torah and to
more or less they're knowing that. Huh? They have 10 people. They always have 10 people.
Okay. 10 men.
That's minimum, right? Yeah. They're still not a kriya because they're not doing anything. Nobody got up there to lane. Somebody else is laning for the women. I'm not this big, you know, and there's quite a bit, so I have to go. Listen. There's enough mitzvahs. If women are looking for something to do, it's not this. This is when a woman starts falling on zechiras, mechias, hamalik, I'm in trouble. You understand? If you have something else. A gimel mitzvahs. Let them do. Need the challah, nokas, and they're properly and everything. Yeah.
I think
I'm retired.
That's fine. And even when the Rav wasn't retired.
So you want this on
the Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, I came from Moscow. He was marked with nothing.
What do you mean?
He wouldn't, if anybody asked or if he heard, no.
I mean for women.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Now back to the
business. Yes.
Yeah. So I was just thinking over here this next stickle that he says. We lost the.
Chatzi ben Chatzi ben Chayrin.
Yeah. The what? The Hakum.
That if a.
I was just thinking, although it's not the drasha, but could be it comes from Ayin Aleph. In other words, what's the svar about a Chatzi? Chatzi Shevcha Chatzi ben Chayrin, a son of that, right? So how come he takes the whole thing? The Torah says, in the Ayin Olav, he's like, I can't say he's a whole son.
Ayin Olav is not enough for him to beat a Ben, to even to share with a Ben.
I understand.
A real Ben will beat him.
Because the Ben is a Ben, can Ayin Olav.
He says that the Chatzayat HaNechorin with a Ben shares.
That's what he
says?
Yeah, he says.
He seems to be this half Ben.
Correct.
Okay, good.
So I can't. But But
so what's the makar? So where they get it from?
It's a mitzvah sefer svara.
He has a mali.
But he said the same story to mitzvah sefer by according to the Ravitz Shita that an androgynous is chatzi ben chatzi nekevo.
Correct.
He said the same thing.
Mamish.
That he'll
right.
he'll.
That's why
he'll be a boss and he'll share with a ben.
He'll share right. equally with
but
the ben.
But I'm point out over there he says kei nira umikol makom tzorachiyun. Over here he says not kei. He says Itaka says that he says. Sorokian. But over here it's a little bit, you can say a little bit different. You can, I think that by the androgynous, the issue is that according to the Ravid, he's biologically a Chatzi Ben and a Chatzi Bas. So the mental center, once he has a spore, Mali Palgo, Mali Palgo, he's going to be exactly like a half a Ben. And he's going to get to share with a Ben and beat a Bas. Over here, it doesn't necessarily flow through from that, because over here it's not a biological thing. It's do you say mali palga mali kula regarding just a halachic theory, a principle, that chatzi and the chatzi ben chorin gets a din yisroel. That's not a biological aspect of the din yisroel. So there, do you flow through this svara of mali palga yisroel, mali kula yisroel? I think it could be a difference between mali. Biological
right. There's half, a difference. There's
Mali
a difference.
Kula half,
there's a difference.
Then Mali,
right.
The halakhic principle half.
Difference.
You know, so.
Which is stronger?
The biological ethic.
In other words, you think the androgynous would have more of a taina than this chatzi evit chatzi ben chayin?
Yeah, if I'm biologically, even by chatzi evit chayin as a chakira, is
in other words, that
every
half
cell of his being is half and half.
That half of the androgynous, that half the androgynous is really.
Is
I mean, every cell of his body is a half zohar, half nekeva.
Right.
So his kulah body is a half is a ben. That's a chakira to say by chatzi evit chayin. Was it
of
that
course,
he's,
of course,
like, you know, use. Cut him down the middle. This half is this.
Well, that's
that
the famous.
Half,
yeah.
You know.
Well, there's one part of him that's definitely not as often.
Okay. All right.
Chatzi evit chatzi ben chayin, right? So this is interesting. This mali palga mali kula. I don't know what gives him the right to say this fur. What do we have then, Shas? Mali palga mali.
By Malchus and by Nisa.
What's
the difference between
kula
person?
Mali katla palga mali katla kula. You have that there, but you have that also by Shoyel. It says, Shoyel is chayev in Shvura and Shvura. How do you know Mesa? So the Gemara says, if he's chayev in Shvura, mali katla palga mali katla kula. Okay. But I'm not sure exactly. This is a little strange. As
long as you brought that up, again, I just went through my mind, and I tell you up front, the Kenzel Dingen, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to understand him, right?
Right.
We all would agree, yeah, that there's no way to split, let's say there's two sons, one has 20 sons, the other one has one. The two sons are equal and go weiter. Why?
Right.
Why? Why? If you go weiter, like if he would be dead, that would be the same thing. Why? Because they're all coming through the son. We don't say what his needs are, what is this. It's a son, this is a son. So let's say in the same body, there's 10% son, and there's a 90% not. What's the difference? That's the mali, if you can understand it like that. Or somebody is a baby, an infant, the other one is 99 years old. So therefore, he should be Yasha more. He's a bigger Talmud Chochem. How do you work it?
Sometimes the Gemara has
Sometimes
the Gemara has a limit, like in Gittin Mem Gimel that Gemara mentioned there. Wants to know if Kedushin is Toifes with a Chatzi of Chatzi Ben Chayin with a regular Isha or the other case, whether a Chatzi of Chatzi whether a Jew is Toifes with a Chatzi of Chatzi Bas Chayin. And the Gemara wants to make a drasha Ish velo Chatzi Ish. So why here is there not a drasha Ben velo Chatzi Ben? In other words, when do you say Mali Palga Mali Kula, and when do you say Ben Velo Chatzi Ben?
If you have a drasha.
What?
Drasha
very it. Often the Gemara has that drasha. Ben Velo Chatzi. Ish Velo Chatzi Ish.
Yeah.
So it's just interesting. He's pretty confident about that. But I don't think there's any footnotes on this. Any people disagree? I guess this is not a topic where you're going to get a lot of disagreement, right? I don't know. Okay, v'chatzi eved, v'chatzi ben chorin, sheyesh lo ben mi yisraelis,
kvar. There's a footnote on the bottom, the machne in the kukkot achne.
What?
The floor, the machne says, is mitzadik, the v'nev v'chatzi shiv v'chatzi ben chorin, ain't a yosher. Say obvious. The machne.
Where? Does it say where?
The kukkot achne, simen mem dalet.
Really? Wow.
The bottom of the
page. It's on the bottom, all the way to the bottom.
The last line with Gimel.
The bottom of the page. Gimel.
You see it?
Not so well here. Okay.
The last line.
Okay, okay. Yeah. I believe. So the Makna argues
that
Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin. And what's that svara? You think it's probably not exerts a cause of.
It says Ayin Shal.
Okay. You're saying, well, Chayrin, it's not like I'm saying, probably. I don't have to look at it. I'll look it up.
The Makna, I found the most difficult say from the world ever to go with that flaw. It's like.
It's very interesting. You said the Makna, the Hafla. Usually I say the other way. The Hafla, the Makna.
No. Well,
okay.
I guess it depends on the Makna. No, no, the Hafla. They're both the same way. The Hafla is writing. Not in the Chumash, but in the Hafla, the Makna is just like. It's so dense. It's like. Every line.
The Hafla is long. It's even the Hafla's pieces are longer than the Makna's pieces. V'chatzi of v'chatzi ben choron shi'yesh lo ben mi Yisraelis. Kfar. Meaning the guy becomes a chatzi of v'chatzi ben choron. What does that mean?
Kfar b'yarnu. It's not.
Sorry, kfar b'yarnu. Kama pa'amim. Dehu safek im ha-ben. Right? Mitzyachas achrov. Right? If a regular chatzi of v'chatzi ben choron has a shi'yesh lo ben mi Yisraelis. Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Choron has a child with the Yisraelis. So in this case, we're not sure what the Yichus is. Im HaBen Mesiachas Acharav. The child is definitely Jewish, because right, a Jewish mother with a guy, the child is Jewish. So this child is Jewish too. The question is there any Yichus between the totally Jewish child and the Chatzi Ben Choron?
Why don't we say here the sort of sense of Mali Palga, Mali Kula?
Do something, I don't know, Im HaBen Mesiachas Acharav. Im ken hu sofik yorish, the ain lo klum b'makom yorish vada.
The sofik is different. Do you say that he goes totally after his mother, the Israelis, or do you say totally goes after his father? If he goes totally after his father,
why?
He's taka chatzi chatzi.
No. The child is definitely a Jew, correct? A guy has a child with a Israelis. What's the child?
A Jew.
Totally a Jew. A chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Choron has a child with a Israelis. Child is totally a Jew, correct?
Yichus, not
we want to know if there's yichus. Any yichus between the totally Jewish child and the Chatzi Ben Choron side of the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Choron. Is there any relationship at all?
That's a
shame.
Right.
That's a
shame.
Why shouldn't it be?
That's on the person himself. I'm a Chatzi Chatzi, but that doesn't necessarily mean that when I have a child, that child is
miyachas
after me.
That's what he says.
Yeah.
I'm trying why shouldn't he be? Why not?
Okay,
He said after the half before. And so, are we saying if there were the brothers and sisters?
If there's any other, he says if there's a yoresh vada, he's out.
Right.
Is he saying that?
He said it.
Okay. Who's having Gary?
Yorish Vada, he's
not. That's the question.
He's a Suffolk Gary.
If it's hard to articulate.
He's no Yiffish after his father, it's a Suffolk. It's hard to understand why it's a Suffolk.
Because halachically, we don't know if he has any Yichus with the father, correct?
The father.
Why does he say father has life?
He has a half a yichus.
There's no relationship between him and his father.
Right. So I'm saying that. He's like a never land. What is it?
How's one possible that if he has a Goyish father?
Does he have
no Goy? Goy, I understand.
A Jewish
woman. This is Chatzi. He's Chatzi Chatzi.
I understand. So what is he? What's his status? He gets an aliyah. He doesn't get an aliyah.
What's the status of a person whose father is a guy but his mother's Jewish?
I understand.
So you're asking about that too? I'm trying to know.
There's no father to have a yichus towards the father, but he's a yid. He has an neshama. He's a yichai misan. Everything else goes. What I'm trying to get at is, maybe when it comes to Yerusha, there's a little spot. That before we said that little spot becomes all of a sudden it grows mali palga mali. Here we don't say that little spot because the yichus is different. I don't know.
there's something going on over here. Yeah, he is a neshama hata. He's chayvim mitzvahs. Today in the United States, how you want
to. What happens if he's the only child? You wouldn't give it to the only child.
Someone
who's
a woman who's an Israeli and the father's a guy, he also has a neshama and heard him a lot.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, that is, yeah.
But what happens if he was the only child? You're going to say he's not going to get anything from his father because he.
Let's say there's no other Yerush.
He's going to go to brothers.
So what would be that din? There's no other child at all. There's no other child. There's no other Yerush. I shouldn't say child.
How would you say?
Yeah, but let's say brothers, but the father's brother. Like, if he didn't have it, go to the brothers. Yeah. So the brother get over because he doesn't have yichus. Well, why?
I'm going to make a crazy case, okay? I'm going to make. I can't have this case. Somehow this chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin has no yorshim. The only yorish he has is a child from a isha Yisraelis. He dies. Could I grab it and say it's hefker? Because there's no Yerush? Because he's only a Suffolk Yerush?
You have to be a ger also.
What?
You would have to be a ger too.
No, because and I'm saying this Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin. He's a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin, correct? He's Mamash a Kanani. And one of his owners, that they bought Bashir, freed him. So he's a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin. He now has property. Somehow we have to figure out how he got property, right?
You can't grab it.
What?
You can't grab it. Because
so he dies and he leaves this son. This son is a Suffolk Yerush. Can I grab the property saying, you know what? Until this guy proves his miyuchos, it's hefker.
No.
Why not?
Because the way Yerusha works is, again, it's not havoros of nachlo. It's not the money moving to him. Then you might have that moment of time. You can grab it first. It hasn't gone to him. But the child, he steps it. Our Suffolk, he steps into the
shoe. I'm going to say it's a Suffolk whether he steps in or not. No, it's a Suffolk whether he steps in.
But also Suffolk that he did step in. He has it simultaneously. Right. There's no gap. Then it's a din in a tough coming to the other.
What happens if he had it?
Then that's a din in a tough coming.
If he had it.
So a guy has something with Suffolk. And you grab it, do much in the other not.
You're going to tell me the Suffolk Yerush becomes a muchzuk the minute the guy dies.
Mitzafik is also sad that he's a Yerush, he's muchzuk immediately.
You just said out's the side.
No, but why is it?
Okay, I'm taking the other side. It's a Suffolk Yerush or not, and I grab it. I'm holding it. Yeah. Prove to me you're a Vada Yerush, and until then, I'm holding it.
It's over to his house. So he's a Mosek already. You have to be mighty from him.
Chatzi Evichatzi Ben Chorin has a nice car. Correct? He dies. He leaves his son from Yisraelis. I jump and I drive away with the car. You have to come back. Why do I have to come back?
Why is he not the father?
Well, let's say it's in his house already.
I'm not accepting that.
That's a separate shmooz.
I'm not accepting that principle. He just stating it. I don't understand that.
He discusses that.
He's a half a father.
Okay.
Like he says, he's half a father. Mali. He's the father. Why is he not the father? He was Chatzi Ben Chorin. That Chatzi. We always talk about Chatzi Ben Chorin as if, oh wow, half a person.
Well, the Gemara wants to know, so how come the Gemara has a suffix by Tfisas Kedushin? The Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin gives Kedushin to Yisraelis. The Gemara has a suffix, is that Typhus? Correct? And the Gemara says, L'chara, the Tzad Ben Chayrin should be Typhus, no? Right. She should be an Eshes Ish to the Ben Chayrin side. So the Gemara says, maybe not. Correct? So what's that question? The Gemara also has a question by a Ben. The Gemara has that question. According to you, there should be a Tfisas Kedushin, right?
Does the Gemara resolve it there?
The Gemara does not resolve it, I don't think.
Because if the Gemara resolves it.
And that's what the Gemara says, Ish v'lo chatzi ish.
Yeah.
Ish v'lo chatzi ish.
Oh, so that's the resolution there. And over here, I don't have it. If you don't have such a pasuk, then I don't know what I mean.
It seems there's no Tfisas Kedushin, but the question is, even if there's no Tfisas Kedushin, is there yichus? Interesting question.
By animals, we just had the whole sugyas with the Oysav Esbenoi, and by animals, this whether you cautiously zera,
right?
And all that by animals, that's a
because there's a din of Torah Oysav Esbenoi, which is really Osav Esbenoi, right?
Yeah, you don't want to give me
a Gerish, no?
Ger is not Yerush. It's the next thing.
Ger is not
Yerush. No. Who's Yerush? Well, we're going to see. Let's see the next case. We'll get into Ger right now.
No.
Let's read it right now.
I mean, Ger being Yerush.
The Ger Eino Yerush is Ovid Hagoy Min HaTorah. Velo es Aviv Hager im Hayasa Harasa Shlo Bikdusha after Le Daso Bikdusha Ayin Rabban Perkthas Michel Zakimatana Halacha Zayin Ubechoshim Mishpat Simen Resh Pegimel Sif Aleph. So there's a Gemara. The Gemara, and we're going to get into this, in Kedushin in Zayin and Mabe says like this. The Gemara is discussing Avodin. You know, from Daf Yedalad to Daf Chaf Hey is all the inyanim of Avodim. Evid Igri on Yedalad base, right? Evid Igri, Nikna Bekesef, Shtar, etc. So it discusses the different type of Avodim Ivrim there are. So there's a Machru Bezdin, that's they sell a Jew to a Jew. There's a Meicher Atzmo, where a Jew sells himself to another Jew. Then there's a Meicher Atzma, where a Jew sells himself to a guy. Correct? There is such a concept.
Right.
There is a concept in the Torah that a Jew is desperate, and it's a whole Gemara in Kedushin Ezuneshech, that a guy who lends Beribis and borrows Beribis, eventually is going to end up needing, so poor, he's going to end up needing to sell himself to a guy. And the Gemara, the Chumash says there is such a concept. The Chumash in Bahar B'chukosai, right? I think it's Bahar B'chukosai, right? Says there's an idea that a Jew can sell himself to a guy. And even though the Jews would be tempted, it says, to say, you know what? We're going to abrogate this sale and we're going to try to get out of it. They are not allowed to trick the guy. And if the guy made a legitimate deal with the Jew and paid off the Jew's debt, and as a result, the Jew was an indentured servant, he is required to serve that guy. And there is a mitzvah midoraisa to redeem that guy from the Jew. Shalom nitmo ben ha'ovid kachavu. Sorry, the Jew from the guy. But the Gemara on Yitzayim and Beis wants to know, if the guy dies, do the Goyim's children inherit the servitude of the Jew? So the Gemara says, no, I'm a Rava, Dvar Torah Rava says, Akum Yorishes Aviv. Shenema, Dvar Torah, we know that a guy is Yorish's father. How do I know that? Because it says, V'choshev im, is what's the word? V'choshev or V'chishev? V'chishev im konehu. That when you go ahead and you redeem the Jew from the guy, you have to make an honest cheshbon with the guy. And they're Dorish. Im konehu, v'lo Yorish konehu. Meaning that once the first Goyisha master dies, the Jew does not have to work in servitude for the child. And that's how Rava says, you know, there's a concept of Yerusha by a Goy Midoraisa. Because you need a Miut. I need to be Mamayit that you don't have to make a Cheshbon and redeem him from the child. Because it says, V'chishev im konehu v'lo Yorish konehu. Meaning there's a legitimate idea of Yerusha, but there's a special miut that in the case of an Eved, we say that the Eved is not subject to the Din Yerusha. It's not subject to the Din Yerusha. So based on that, Rava says there's a Din Doraisa that a guy is Yorish Aviv. And that's his marker for a guy being Yorish Aviv. Is the fact that there's a miut, V'chosh V'chishev im konehu, V'lo Yorish konehu. Why would I need a miut? The Gemara says, "V'isak adaitach, there's no Yerusha." Then I wouldn't need a miut. Ella, there is Yerusha, but there's a special halacha that if the guy, the master, dies, the son does not have the right to keep the Jew in servitude. But then the Gemara says, "V'ger eino Yorish's aviv midoraisa," but a ger is not Yorish's father midoraisa. And then it says, how do you know that? Meaning, a ger can go back to the estate. One of Rockefeller's kids is Megayer. All of a sudden, Rockefeller dies. The ger comes back and says, I'd like to share in the estate. What is the Dina Yisrael?
Ivanka.
Right, Ivanka wants to share in the estate. Does she have the right to share in the estate? So the Gemara says, no. midoraisa, she has no right to share in the estate. Ger ain't a yoresh min haTorah. How do I know that? Titania, because it says like this, that if an estate is left, and in the estate there are getchkes and avodah zarah, and then there's legitimate money, the ger can go and say, you know what, let's be mechalek. I'll take the money, and you, my goyish, you know, brethren, you take the avodah zarah. The Gemara says he could do that. Ve'isal kadaitach, that a ger is yorish midoraisa, so the Gemara says he would have no right to go ahead and make that cheshbon. Could Rashi explains that if he's yorish midoraisa, he's yorish everything immediately, even the avodah zarah. And that would be, he cannot make that cheshbon. But if a ger is yorish his goyish father midorabanan, then he has the right to say, wait a second, before I take advantage of takana derabanan, let me make a deal with my goyish brethren.
But how do we know he's not yorish midorabanan? Let's just say the halacha shows he's not yorish.
So if you look at Rashi on the bottom, Rashi brings in gershnis gayer kekot and shenoldom. That's Rashi. Rashi on Yitzayimud Beis says that. That based on Rashi is that the Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara says, and how do I know that a ger is not yorish midoraisa, he's only yorish midorabanan, based on that braisa, that he has the ability to make that declaration with his goyish relatives. And Rashi adds that reason. The Gemara doesn't give that reason there. So Rashi adds that.
Is that usual in the Gemara, where the Gemara says, how do we know a din, and it just brings a raya from... usually the Gemara asks, how do we know? It's like, what's the possible?
This is not a manole. It's just a ger, the ger. It makes the statement by a goy. Goy yorish is avid var Torah, right? Because of shenemar v'choshev im koneo v'lo yorishu v'isal kedaitach, right? He's not yorish. What do I need a miut? Then the Gemara says v'ger eino yorish is aviv midoraisa ela midivrei Torah ela midorabanan detanya. That's all it says. All
right.
There's no manole manahani mili. Rashi adds Gershon Sky Kakut and Shinola.
What's the power? Hefka Bess and Hefka? What is
that? Oh, so it's interesting. So the Gemara says, but midrabanan, why? Kideshalo lachzor lesurai. We don't want him to go back to his old ways.
I was going
to
say it's pretty.
Meaning tough. It's a dindrabanan because we don't want the guy to say, hey, you know what? It was very nice until my father Rockefeller died. It's been a pleasure being Jewish. Let me go back, put on the cross, and let me be a guy to be Irish.
So you see, you say Hefkebes to be a guy too?
Hefkebes to be a guy.
You can take away Goyim assets also.
Interfere in Goyim's affairs.
It's very interesting.
Well, if they could take Jewish money, they could certainly take Goyish money.
The
Goyim don't have to agree. This is
it's a very interesting thing.
This is a Jewish court.
Because there's a Ritva on your Zion base, and the Ritva says, what do I care if Goy Yorish is of midoraisa? What do I care? So he says, do you know why you care? The Ritva says. The Ritva says, because if the Goy dies and is only, and he has a Yorish that's a Goy, would you say his Nechasim are Hefker? And there's no Din Yerusha by Goyim. And I can be Zoycha in a Goy's, right? Right? You know there's always the last Goy in Lawrence that hasn't sold his house? What happens with that last Goy in Lawrence who hasn't sold his house?
That's a kasha in and of itself. It should go by the secular dinim. What do goyim say when someone dies without a yerush? Do they become hefker in their laws or not? Where do we apply our dinim hefker to their nechasim? It's the same kasha.
That's when they live in Israel.
So the Ritva says that's the nafkamina. Yeah. If a goyish is not aviv midoraisa, then when any goy dies, his nechasim are hefker and it's mutter. However, the Ritva says, if you're going to tell me goy yorish is aviv midoraisa, then when the goy dies, you have no right to grab the nechasim. If you grab the nechasim, it's gezel akum.
Very interesting.
That's the Ritva.
Even if the civil law of the United States, when a goy dies without yorishim, it does not become hefker. It goes to the state, because whatever. The Jews can come in and say, according to our laws, it become hefker. We're going to take your money.
Then you're talking about dinah malchusa.
Let's assume dinah de malchusa dinah is. No, see, we're talking, even we're a goy.
It was incumbent upon us. Dinah Chazudin doesn't make it that we can tell a goy what to do.
Yeah, but the goy lives in Eretz Yisrael. He's under Jewish law.
Okay, so you're talking.
So there you have to do.
Okay, so you're talking. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a pshat.
Yeah, yeah.
Or better yet.
You're born in a blind.
Better yet.
The Ritz lived in Spain. The Ritz lived in Spain.
Better yet,
no,
the Jew grabs the house. Correct. The Jew grabs the house, and Medina Yisrael, like the Ritva says, if you hold that a goy is not your, doesn't have yorshim, it's hefker. You grab it, and you get some Jewish lawyer to let's say prove that the guy's claiming that his yorshim, meaning I could get away with it from secular law. Does it have a gezel akum aspect? I have to worry about it halachically. No, right?
It's even simpler. We're not talking
fun, that's true. That's a big nafkaminus. When you have dinim that are totally different.
This is so get back, yeah, to get back to the subject matter. So he's.
I'm not kidding around.
What are we talking about? That's it.
So a ger is not Yorish's father in akum. So I have this akum, correct? He dies. Rava paskins that Dvar Torah, right? Akum Yorish's aviv. The problem is Nebuch, this guy didn't have any nachas from this son. He became a Jew, right? What about this Jew? Does the Jew ger have a right to make a claim on the Akum's estate? He has no right. He has no right to make that claim midaraisa, like I told you, correct?
Right.
Only midarabon. So let's see. V'goy v'ger eino yorashis aviv ha'goy min ha'tayra, like the Gemara in Kedushin Zayin Beis. V'lo es aviv ha'ger. And if his father sees the light as Megayah, then for sure not. Im ha'yisa ha'rasa shalom b'kdusha, after le'dasa b'kdusha. As long as the son was conceived while the father was a goy, they're both on this separate path of geris, correct?
Yeah.
Is that what le'dasa b'ger, meaning who's not Yorush?
The ger is not Yorush's Goyisha father.
Right.
And that's even right. If his Goyisha father goes ahead and converts, he's still not Yorushim.
Right.
Now, that's only if what? If the father conceived the child while he was a Goy, and then was Megayah, and then the son was Megayah.
And here there's no Drabbanan on that. He's even worse. He doesn't, it's no Drabbanan.
But it's interesting, it says that a ger is, the Gemara says a ger is Yorish's father, the guy mid the Drabbanan, correct?
Yes.
That's the Gemara.
But if his father was Megayah, he doesn't, he's not. There's no longer Drabbanan.
Correct. It appears they're right. It appears that's the case.
So it gets worse, he's worse off when his father's Megayah. Because he loses the Rabbanan, the power to be, wow.
The ger eino yorashis aviv, correct?
It's a big chiluk between fathers and mothers, because as a whole sugya nivamos, if you have a shivcha that's muberes, you have a goy muberes.
There would be a different.
And harosah shalev b'kdusha, but he's born after her. She's megayer while she's pregnant. Then he's ben mechol. Then is it
yeah, that's different. That's the mother.
But over here,
the
mother. Mother. But over here,
but the father doesn't.
If the guy was the guy was conceived, then his father was a guy.
Yeah,
but when he was born, his father
had
was
no relationship.
Correct.
He had no relationship. He had no relationship.
Which
is Megayah. He has no relationship to the mother. The mother is connected.
Whether it's Uber Yerachimo or not, the idea is that the mother's gerus process works for her fetus as well.
Right.
The father's gerus process, after the child's conceived, has nothing to do with the child.
I think the reason is, like, his name is Maral, right? But we're talking about Megillah, right? So we learn that from by Esther, that Ein lo av, Ein lo Ein. Esther didn't have a father or mother. So Chazal say that her father died at conception, her mother died in childbirth. So the Mefarshim will learn out that when does a woman get a shame aim at childbirth? Not while she's pregnant, she's not yet a mother of the fetus. She only gets a shame name of a mother at childbirth. A father, his job is done at conception, he gets a shame of the father. So that's what's very good. The father of this ger over here, he becomes the
why
father.
Why didn't he learn Pashup Shah?
He becomes the father of this ger at conception,
so
at that point he's a guy.
She's a yosem. Why can't you just learn that she was a yosem?
That's what Chazal
learned.
Yeah? Yeah, but not possible.
Does it make a difference to say that?
That's what they say. That's what they say. Ein lav, ein lein. No, because yosem is, ein lav means that she never had a father or mother. Never.
I see
that. The father becomes the father at conception. At the time of conception, he died. The mother becomes the mother at the time of childbirth. She never had a father or mother. So here it's very good.
Barry, you know what the big raya is for that? The Gemara by Rachel and Leah by Dina.
Right, the switching.
That she actually had in her womb another Ben. and she davened, and the ben turned to a bas. And it's considered to be her bas, even so though it was conceived
this,
as a ben.
This correct? Ben is the big nafkamino about how do you
surrogate. Right.
You know, who's the real mother? You know,
right.
Not the pregnant.
Okay, let's continue with.
Right. You know, she's a surrogate, but you don't have a mother.
Everybody from to speak about it.
The guy Yairish as Goy Aviv Dvar Torah, correct? This is the Gemara I just mentioned to you. Goy Yairish as Aviv Dvar Torah, that's Rava, correct? Vizel Loshen HaRambam Khan, very interesting Rambam, help me with this. Parag Vav Halachates. Hagoy Yairish as Aviv Dvar Torah, the Rambam says. Aval Shar Yerusho Sehem. Menichen Osam Lefi Min Hagam. Adkan Lashana. What does that mean? In other words, a guy is Yorish Aviv Midaraisa. But the rest of the Dine Yerusha may nichen osam lefi min hagehem. Meaning?
Many daughters and the grandchildren and everything else.
I don't know. Is it daughters also? It's interesting. Interesting question. The Gemara has an interesting Lashana. The Lashana of the Gemara is very interesting. Akum Yorish is Aviv Devar Torah. Is that Dafka? It means that we only recognize Yerushas HaBen by a guy and no other shall show us how Yerusha. Is that what it means?
Well, it's learned that because you need the Miyat V'chisha V'kaneo.
Right. Im Kaneo V'lo Yorshehu.
So why should it only be a Ben?
That's a good, interesting question. Good.
Chisha V'kaneo K'vei whoever Yorshas him. So if the... You know, why do you limit it at all? I see from this only a Ben Yashar.
Do you have you ever been hearing on Kedushin available?
Yeah.
So this is an interesting machlekes rishonim. When the Gemara says Dvar Torah Akum Yorishes Aviv, does it mean that the only recognition midoraisa of Yerusha is Dafka only a thank you only a son?
Well, presumably it's a son. If there was a daughter, it would be only the son, right?
Well, I don't know that. Is that true? Shai, one other favor.
Yeah.
Can you grab your Vama Samach Tess and look up something for me, please?
I got to run. That's the problem. Because I have something. I'm sorry.
Okay, you know what? I'll pick up on this topic next time, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, good. I'll pick up on this topic next time. So that's the question we're being left with. Dvar Torah Akam Yerushas Aviv. Is it Aviv Davka or there are other Dine Yerushas of Torah recognizes?
Howie said something 2 weeks ago, the first year where you guys were here, and I brushed it off, but I looked into it, and it's actually very interesting. Remember on the Minchas Chinuch says that if a tumtum, if someone only has a tumtum, that is Yerush. Right?
Yeah.
And it says, because Zarahu l'chol dvar.
Right.
So you mentioned, you said, does he mean that it's just he's a sub-advance of a boss, or is this a new thing, that there's a new category? There's
right.
Ben, there's boss, and there's Zara, or something like that. So he said, nah, it's a sub-advance of a boss. You know? But actually, he brings down to look at the Rashbam and the boss from the Mishnah, so I looked it up. And the Rashbam says, two pshatim. It's very interesting. The response says two pshat. The mission is actually going on the shita that a tumtum is a very good announcement.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's yorish. That's why it's yorish. Going on to that
tumtum or chokanas.
A tumtum.
Yeah. And there's also a very good announcement.
There's a possibility.
There's machlokas like about that also. So actually, the tour which we saw Tom's paskin that a tumtum is a suffix zok or suffix nekeva. Androgynous paskin is a very good announcement. But there is a shita in the Gemara of Shimon Gamliel, I think, that a tumtum is a very bnei atzma. So the Rashbam says the reason why he's yerush, if it's only him, is either because you say that even though he's not a ben and he's not a bas, he still falls under the category of ben ayin olo, meaning look for a, you know, search deeply to see that somehow he's a ben, and bas ayin olo.
That's
by yalom. But it seems that for Yerusha too.
Where do you have Dama Yerusha? So that's amazing. That's my point.
But that's why I asked you. So that you look to see if there's any.
Ben Ainlo, the Darish Ainlo Ayanolo.
That's by Yerfoma.
It's a few places. It's by Yerusha because it says in Ben Ainlo than Bas.
Yeah, Ben Ainlo Varsha.
The more Darshan by Yerusha too?
Yeah.
Ben Ainlo Varsha.
It says it also another place, in Kedushin, Dalad Amalaf. By a woman who is married to a Kayin, right? A woman, a Bas Kayin, is married to Yisrael.
Oh, yeah.
Right? She can go back to her husband in Ben Einlaw, Ayenalav. See if she's got any type of child, grandchild, great grandchild. Say the Darsh that in a few places in Ben Einlaw, Ayenalav.
So the Rosh Pam says this first crowd is that even though we're going to Kshita to bury Kayasma, but still he doesn't go out of the drusha of Ben Einlaw, Bas Ayenalav. So it seems like he's saying that there's. He's not a if there's a Ben Rabbas, he loses totally. But if it's only him, it's sort of like a minor Ben, a minor Bas. You know, if there's a real Ben, he's out totally. But he's still within the, somehow the...
What's the Lashon Rashbam?
He says, Eino Yotze B'drashas Ben Ayin Alo, Bas Ayin Alo.
What does it mean by Ayin Alo?
Search deeply.
And therefore, any, what are you going to search?
It's an extra you wouldn't know.
No,
so and therefore, anything that...
He's someone we found in the world of Ben.
For instance, the Gemara Kedushin says that by a Bas Kayin who marries Yisrael,
it's a reboot.
She can go back to her father's house in Truma. So the Gemara says, Zera, we know, Zera Zara Minayan. How do you know if she even has a grandchild around without a child that she's not allowed to go back to her original husband? The Ben Ainlo, Ayena Love. Only descendant.
Only descendant.
It's considered some sort of like a Ben. Then he says Inami, that he's a very pronounced Bas. So he's not a Ben or a Bas at all. But he doesn't go out of the klal, when the Pasuk says if there's no Ben, give it to a Bas. If there's no Bas, the Chazal stick in it, you give it to the Av. And then you give it to the brothers. And then you give it to the uncles. And then says, and still if you don't find anyone, then you give it to the Mishpachta HaKorav Elo. So he says the tumtum inami is no worse than mishpachta korav elo.
Is it mishpachta usheira korav elo?
No, it's mishpachta. No sheira, not sheira.
It's
rashbam. Rashbam. So it struck me. Baruch Hashem, I found it. I looked up Salpiyah Talmudis in Yibum. I said, "This is luchar mach. This make an afkamina in Yibum. What happens if someone dies? He has a brother. His only issue is a tumtum. Is the Yibum or not? So I look in the Salpiyah Talmudis and it says." There is no Yibam because the Tumtum is Poterim. So they write a note on the bottom. Look at Rabbi Chanan and Baba Basra. Rabbi Chanan said they pointed a second teretz of the Rashbam that there's no Posek Mishpachta Korbelo by Yibam. Lechor the Tumtum would not be considered an issue, and there would be Yibam. I was a big nafkamina whether there's Yibam. If a person only leaves over a tumtum,
is there a machlokes by tumtum by a yibum?
No, if you look that they bring in the second Talmud, they just bring down a note. Look in the Shita Gubez as a good test as a rush, and look at the Medrash HaGodolot.
I'm sure the Shulchan Aruch has that case. No,
doesn't talk about.
Shulchan Aruch and Chos Yibum doesn't talk about having a tumtum or the apartism from yibum.
No, I don't think so. No,
really.
But the Ruchan points out that according to this, it will be a nafkamina. Whether according to two pshat in the Rashbam, whether tumtum would pater from yibum, so when the Minchas Chinuch is saying that the tumtum is a zara of the chol dvarav, and he says look at the Rashbam, he's going on that mishnah that the tumtum is possibly a berry of the atzma, it's going to be a zara. I also thought, and I'm sorry to take 1 minute of your time, that is a possibility. Now you weren't here, but last week. The Middle Chinuch discusses a case of where if there's a ben and a tumtum, the ben wins, right?
There's a ben and a tumtum,
the ben wins. If there's a bas and a tumtum,
that's the machlokes Rambam and Tur.
So the Rambam holds they split it half and half. The Tur holds the tumtum will get 3/4,
right.
And the bas will get 1/4 because he says it's like the talos case.
You see, this,
because
this,
the suffix is up on the table.
I was thinking that
so,
before. Yeah.
So the tumtum is definitely getting half because he's either a ben and he gets everything, or he's a bas and he gets half because
he's
only a bas against them.
So
the Tur paskins that tumtum is a suffix up on the table. So the tumtum will get 3/4, and the bas 1/4. So we were wondering, what's the Rambam shita that you get half? That the tumtum gets half and the bas gets half. Why shouldn't the tumtum get 3/4?
So is it better with that?
So I was thinking, tell me if you make sense, that maybe the Rambam holds, and I need a mathematician here, maybe the Rambam holds that whether a tumtum is a berry of an atzma, or is a suffix of the Mekeva, is a suffix in itself. That's a suffix in itself. So there's a 50% chance that the tumtum gets, there's a 50% chance that the tumtum is a berik neyatzma and gets nothing. And then on the other 50% chance that he's a suffix of the Keva, there's a 25%, a half a chance that he gets everything, half a chance he gets half. So really in math, it's like, you know, there's a 25% chance he gets everything.
So you're assuming that if a tumtum is a bear, you say atzma, he would not be yours with a bas.
Why does a ben beat a tumtum?
A ben beats a tumtum because a bas is nothing but
a
ben.
I'm assuming a bear b'nei atzma.
But a bear b'nei atzma should get nothing with a bas. You're
because
assuming.
Let's say according to Rashbam, second, whether it's ben ayin olov or he's mishpachta korbelo, but he doesn't beat a real ben or a bas. That's only when he's a yard, that the mission is only, he's a tumtum himself, there's no one else. Then he's at least mishpachta korbelo.
But isn't there, but that might be a question how a bas is yorish. If a bas is yorish, just me din zera, and he's also a zera, so now, who says that a bas beats out a tumtum?
Because, why not? Because the pasuk says, if there's no ben, give it to a bas. If there's no bas, give it to the father, the chazal say. If there's no father, give it to the brother, then to the uncle. Why the bas comes before the uncles and the brothers? Would you say the bas dashim's worse than the brothers and uncles? She's not yerush the whole thing like everybody else. She's part of the yerusha chain. She's clearly part of the yerusha chain. She doesn't yashim differently than anybody.
And
else.
If a tumtum is a bear beef natsma, once again you're saying he's out totally.
Yeah, because that's the Rashbam's two terutzim. As a mishpachta korvelo, he doesn't beat bas. That's the last one. As even as a ben ayin olov, you don't beat a real. You don't meet anyone who's in the real chain of
Well, it's not true because a grandson beats out a daughter, right? Ayin olov is a grandson, correct?
Yeah, but the grandson beats out the daughter because it just means go search and see if there's anybody that's a descendant. But the grandson is getting because he's getting from his father, who was a real yerush. A grandson is getting from his father who was a yearly yersh. He's not getting because of a new din ben ayilov. Ben ayilov just tells you that Rashbam is saying a chiddush. Ben ayilov is not just search, you know, and see. He's saying it's a new chiddush that somehow a tumtum will be considered ben ayilov. That's a big chiddush. That's why probably says another pshat. That what does that do? The real what does that do with ben ayilov?
Mm-hmm.
That's why he says probably another pshat that it's just mishpachta korvelo. Anyway, I thought maybe that's what you can explain to Rambam.
Again, the Rabbi Chanan once again says what?
Rabbi Chanan says that according to it will be a nafkamina in the two terutzim in the Rashbam in a case of Yivam, a guy dies, Reuven dies, he only has a tumtum.
So it's me din ayilov pata from Yivam.
Right.
It's me din mishpachta korvelov. He's chayv in Yivam.
Because that pasuk is only by Yerusha. Right. We don't find such a pasuk by Yivam. So he's not considered an issue for Yivam purposes.
This is like a trivia question. Where could you have a Yerush and still be Chayv and Yibum?
Right. Okay.
That's interesting. You could still have a Yerush and be Chayv and Yibum. That would be a strange thing, yeah?
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.